It's 9. My lab is walking up to the car as we speak. There she is.
What?
I'm booing.
Boo.
No, I didn't tell you what happened to me last week. I was walking this way from PetSmart over there.
Uh-huh.
And there's this weirdo on a bike, and he seemed harmless and everything. And he comes up to me and he's like, oh, I don't mean any disrespect, but... can you give me a ride or give me some bus money? And I'm like, oh, you don't have any change on me, but he seemed harmless, but I don't know, what would you have done?
Giving him the bus money so he goes away from me.
But, and then today, I was walking there again. There was this lady standing right there, like, near the fence right there where they're blocking off the old good guys building. And she's all, oh, do you have a cell phone?
Yeah, people are presumptuous, like, just because I have a cell phone doesn't mean I'm gonna let you use it.
I know, and I'm like, no, I'm like, all I have is an iPod.
Because
I had the earbuds in, so I was like, stupid bitch. I'm like, why the, I hate when, and she just looked weird. And she was ugly to boot, but. I think
I wouldn't let anyone borrow my iPhone.
I let one guy borrow my phone, like outside of Big Lots. He looked like he was homeless, but he wasn't. He was just dirty.
I have let someone borrow my iPhone. Remember when we were stuck at the train station?
Oh yeah, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't trust it. I'm like, what? They could hella just run off with it.
Oh yeah, and you weren't even there. I thought you were there.
I was.
I thought you were there, but it was last time I went down to Riverside, and we were on the way back. I told you how we had...
You let someone use your iPhone.
Yeah, but I told Michael, go stand near the door in case he tries to run away with it.
See, I wouldn't... especially with this, I would not let anyone borrow. If it was a shitty phone that I could pay $50 to get a new one, like, with the insurance, then yeah.
Is your brother here already?
Yeah, he got here, like, around 8:40, like, at home, so... He didn't bother coming out here since, was already done.
You can ask him if they already ate, so we know if we pick up something to eat or if we're all gonna go get something.
I'll ask him right now when I finish this. But, and then I was walking back, there's this fucking big ass dog walking through the parking lot. And I'm all thinking, okay, I'm gonna go this way so he doesn't come at me. He fucking comes straight at me. And then he like stops when he sees me. And I'm like, oh shit, dude. I'm
maybe like, you look like a sausage.
I was like, he better not attack me. especially I was near the garden center, no one's out there. Did I?
I'll call him soon.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, boo people. But anyways, isn't this a lot better than the camera?
I guess.
But, yeah. You know what's weird, too?
The freeway?
Yeah, the freeway. I play fucking Tatsunoko versus Capcom every time I go there.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is unlocked. And I don't see that because I've at least beaten it with, like, three... Tatsunoko people and Tekkoman Blade's already unlocked. Joe the Condor should have been unlocked. And then I think last time I beat it with Zero, and someone had to have beat it with Frank, and then Yatterman 2 comes up, but no. They have like hella fucking money. I bought everything in the damn store. Which I still need to do at home. But I don't have it just set out for people to play all the time. But anyways, I guess this is it. We're stopping at 4 minutes. Hey.